travel advisors. My name is James Ayers the Third. This is two BDMs and a mic. And I want to introduce my amazing co-host, Christy Konopacki. Christy, how are you?
I am wonderful. I've got the spring fever. It's sunny outside. It's warm. I'm like, I think my mood went from like an 8 to an 11 because of the weather. So we're all good here in northern Minnesota.
Nice. My dog, I keep leaning over because my dog is tangled up in my headset cord.
Oh.
So I'm trying to get him undone. So this is episode 17. It is March 11th. We are back live, which is something we, just a heads up, we won't be live the next two Mondays, but we will be here 3 p.m. Central, as always, with recorded content. Of course, coming up next week is going to be Sandal St. Vincent. So we're super excited about that. We get there on Saturday. Please, this is your chance right now. Go to youtube.com/2BDMs and a mic or @2BDMs and a mic and subscribe to our channel, because any live exclusive content we are going to put exclusively on the YouTube channel. And then Monday we will have some stuff posted and some things up there. Also, Christy and I are working on, I didn't even mean to mention this yet, Christy, but we are working on something later this fall, something exclusive. And let's just say the people that interact with our YouTube channel the most might be involved with what we're working on. That is all I can tell you for now, to make sure that it gets pushed through, as we have some very important meetings in Sandal St. Vincent this Saturday. Again, thanks to all of you guys for following us and all your comments and everything. That has helped us. So, but we want to jump into today's episode. It's a little impromptu. We have a Q&A coming up. We're going to talk about some of the housekeeping things, some of the promos, an award show that recently featured sandals that they did prominently well in. We want to discuss that and get a lot of feedback from you guys. So please, please, please be ready to ask questions. Anything you have today on sandals, not just this particular episode, but we are here to try to answer as much as we can. Now, Christy,
James,
what did you do last week?
I drove over 1,000 miles last week, and I got all of my North Dakota folks out there taken care of. So only had 1 hour where I was white knuckle and like, I really hope I get there really soon because of the snow. So 1 hour.
Wait, hold the floor. Hold the floor. I have to make an announcement. I'm monitoring the Instagram live.
Okay.
And the one and only Carnell Smith has actually joined to watch us live. So, yay! Carnell, if you didn't already leave us, if you don't know Carnell, you need to get to know him. Sales director for Sandals Ochi. He's amazing. And I just feel blessed that he decided to take time out of his busy day to check in on us. So not to steal the thunder from you, Christy, but go ahead.
No, that is okay. You know, I feel like that's where 2BDMs and Mike really started, though, was at Sandals Ochi during Globos. So
Globos? What are you, Globos? Stop living your dodgeball days with Globo Gym.
But yes, it was a really fun week. Got to connect with all of those North Dakota advisors. Even went out to Dickinson, North Dakota. I was sad, though, because Sandra Locke from the Western team has Montana, and she texted me earlier in the week and was like, we should try to, like, you know, link up since you're going to be in Western North Dakota and I'll be in Montana. It just didn't line up. So I'm going to text her next time just make sure we can make something happen. Because it's always fun when we get to collaborate and share ideas and have a little bit of fun at the same time. But how was Sandals Royal Curacao? I saw you had some fun down there.
It was amazing. And for those who don't know, after this podcast, it is separate from our podcast. So please don't come at us and say your podcast is too long. This is completely separate video, but we're going to play it live here. The interview with Kimberly, the sales director there that I did. We have a new series called 2BDMs Unfiltered. And that will be something that anytime we do a resort update or we meet with sales directors, sales managers on site, things like that, we will have a separate series. So you'll see that played live for the first time premiering here. And then it'll be in its own category on the YouTube page going forward. You'll see 2BDMs Unfiltered, and that's where we'll put a lot of that content. But my back to beach trip, sorry, I cannot get away from calling them fams, but Don will kill me. So I'm going to keep saying back to beach. B2Bs, we call them. It was a lot of fun. My team did amazing. The team at Curacao, of course, was fantastic. You already know, Christy, you're kind of like a celebrity there. Everyone was like, where's Christy? Where's Christy? Where's Christy? You know, I'm on the podcast too, guys.
Okay? I love that place.
They don't know my name. They just know I'm the guy that's on the podcast with Christy. So it was pretty funny. The entertainment team there is phenomenal. If you haven't been to Curaçao and you're a big Sandals and Beaches fan, I know a lot of great feedback for the entertainment team in Beaches, Turks and Caicos. This entertainment team rivals that team hands down. They are on top of it. The energy they have at the pool, the energy they have with the guests is absolutely phenomenal. The guests love them. They're always lounging around. Very, very similar vibe there. But one thing I do want to point out. Oh, let me grab this. You might hear some noise in the background. So for those that don't know, James is allergic to poultry. So one of my advisors thought it was hilarious, Christy. They always send me cheesy gifts when it comes to chickens and stuff like that. Like the very first time I met them, within 20 minutes of having dinner with Narelle Joseph and these advisors, they went to a store and got a wind-up chicken and brought it to the dinner. I just met them that day. So they showed up to the back to beach with this.
That is so
it's amazing.
Oh my gosh. Please don't make that thing whine again.
My goal, if you've known, my dog is going crazy. My goal, if you ever looked up the YouTube channel Despacito with a rubber chicken, it's the funniest thing ever. So my goal by the end of the year is to learn how to play Despacito with this specific chicken. Let's go get it, Louie.
Practice far away from here. So
if you hear it in the background, that's because my dogs are chewing it. But yeah, so that was a lot of fun. The team did great. My back to beaches, a lot of my advisors that know are a little bit different. So I don't, you know, do a lot of, you know, like we discussed last week with David Black, and he was mad at me because I didn't schedule an excursion for them. But I like to kind of push them to see what they'll do and kind of collaborate together. This is not a joke. One person went diving. So of course their kind of morning got filled up. And all the other advisors, they organized, Molly Friend from Friendly Travel organized a shuttle for them. And they went into downtown Curaçao to have pumpkin pancakes.
Aww.
Most of them brought too much money because apparently these pancakes are only $2 a piece. And then they spent the entire morning and early afternoon in downtown Curaçao, got tons of content. I'm super proud of them. A lot of them have been making bookings over the weekend. They're very excited going forward. Some people that weren't fully sold on kind of the Sandals experience, the team at Curaçao and just the downtown area specifically just really turned their opinion. So I'm very excited for them going forward, and I'm excited to see what's to come with kind of their bookings and what they do from there.
Absolutely.
So like I said, it was great. You'll hear a little bit from Kimberly today and we'll go from there. Shout out to Jay Noller. He says, don't tip me. I will ask all the questions. Jay, ask the questions away.
Make us
sweat
a little bit. We are
here to do the best we can.
Yeah, we're good. Make us sweat.
I'll say make us sweat a little bit because he'll put us on the hot seat, Christy. And then, you know, it's tough, but Jay's awesome. And if the Instagram feed disconnects, we'll know that he asked too hard of a question. oh, sorry. We seem to be losing connection there. But a couple housekeeping before we jump into this to the news today and the Q&A that we have up. The housekeeping come up. The Winter Blues promotion extended until, what is it, March 26th, I believe?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
I believe this is it. I'm going to show an image. If this is not Winter Blues, we'll take it down really quickly. I did it. Nailed it. Winter Blues right there.
It was just a really quick, but.
Hey, it was for me. It was a long time. Maybe it's your bad internet connection per usual.
I am at a different location, so, and I think they've got really good internet, so.
Hey, it looked solid on the Instagram feed, too, so it was up there for a while. But the Winter Blues extended, and also brand new promotion, Love and Let Fly promotion. You can get all the details on the TA portal if you want to. It is right there. It's a set jetting adventure. So booking window, February 24th through May 16th. Travel window is February 24th through May 24th. All the resorts in the Ocho Rios area, minimum stay 5 nights. And it says right here, available for guests traveling to Ocho Rios on flight 007. Book your guest for 5 paid nights or longer at any qualifying Sandals or Beaches resort between now and May 16th, 2024 for travel between February 24th and May 24th. And they will receive a free Island Roots power boat tour at Sandals or catamaran cruise for up to 5 people at Beaches.
This is the perfect opportunity to have had David Black on last week talking about Island Roots. And now this promotion happened. It's like somebody must be listening to our podcast that was the promotion.
Hey, I love it. You know, I think it makes sense. I think it's a great promotion for you advisors to give something else back to your clients and go from there. And of course, he did mention, if you haven't seen the episode from last week, go on, because he did make an announcement out about a soon-to-come loyalty program as well.
Very exciting.
Now, the big news this week, Mice Awards 2024. Do you know what that is, Christy?
Yeah, it's meeting and incentives, MIC, conventions and events.
I believe so, but I think they meetings, incentives, conferences, and exhibitions. But I think conventions and events is more along the line what we're talking about. So this is an amazing award ceremony, and Sandals went big there, winning 6 awards this year. So we just want to recognize that. The Caribbean's best new MICE hotel for 2023 was Sandals Royal Curaçao. Of course it was.
Awesome.
I was just there. It was amazing. You know, there was actually a MICE group there when I was there, and they were so efficient and official that I literally looked at Kimberly and I said, who is this? Who is this group? Are they part of Sandals? Like, they just the whole setup and the whole everything about them being there was fantastic. And they all seemed to be having a great time, so which was great to see. The Caribbean's best incentive hotel for 2023 was Sandals Montego Bay. Antigua and Barbuda's best incentive hotel, Sandals Grand Antigua. Barbados' best incentive hotel, Sandals Barbados. And then Jamaica's best incentive hotel, 2023, Sandals Montego Bay. And St. Lucia's best MICE hotel, Sandals Grand St. Lucian. So amazing, amazing job for Sandals. It's just, you know, more that without you guys as advisors and kind of the things that you do, doesn't get our name out. And these awards are just something great for you guys to see and jump into. You can look at news.sandals.com and pull up this article if you want to read the full article. We'll put a link in the description for the YouTube video that we post a little bit later as we edit this podcast. And then, of course, you can just Google World MICE Awards and you'll learn a little bit about it as well. But I believe it went out on the Sandals newsletter recently, so you can get some information there. Yep.
Now, James, I'm going to steal the mic because Kimberly inspired me after watching the little clip you did. So shout out, Kimberly. Thank you. I will be calling you. So those who are watching now, you'll get what I'm talking about if you stay on and watch James and Kimberly's interview. But I wanted to talk about a little fun new concept that we're going to be doing on the podcast where we answer some of your questions that you might have. So as always, please, please, please ask us the questions. That is what we're here for. But this week we decided to creep on the Facebook page Sandals and Beaches Loves Travel Advisors and go through some of those questions that we thought were fun, because if somebody is asking it, somebody else is probably thinking about the same thing, right? So James, I'm going to ask you these questions and see what you have to say about it. But here is a question. Hi, everybody. I'm trying to help a client decide. What do you think? Curaçao versus Antigua. Let's talk about the differences between those two resorts and their different personalities a little bit.
Yeah. The first thing I'm going to say is when you're talking about Sandals Curaçao, you know, you can hear about this a little bit in the interview that we're going to play after this podcast with Kimberly. Is, let's just be honest. If your clients, if the beach is important, then you are already have to look somewhere else. If the beach is not one of the things that's the most important thing to me, Sandals Royal Curaçao checks all the boxes, like all of them. It's all about being transparent with your clients. So you're setting yourself and your clients up for success to get what they want. Sandals having all these resorts, there's something for everybody to each Sandals. Antigua, obviously you're looking at more romantic side of things, more intimate, more classic, you know, Sandals feel to it is kind of what I'm thinking. But what about you, Christy?
So I absolutely love the pool at Sandals Royal Curaçao. So the beach didn't really, I wasn't like, I have to have an amazing beach. So I'm going to be a prune and rot in the pool all week. but I have not been to Antigua yet. I know. And if Narelle is listening, he will be like, get Christy on the next flight out.
She yeah. And Naughty. Naughty's going to be mad at you too. The sales director there.
I know. Which I'm going in April. So we'll hold tight. So I might be able to answer this a little bit better, but I do like, you know, I like my big walking beach. I'm that girl who gets up early before everybody else and walks the beach. So it would be a hard decision for me, but like I said, I'll be able to answer that better after I return.
I mean, the great thing is if the beach isn't the number one thing, like I said, it puts them kind of in the same box. And really, it just kind of depends what type of clients are they looking for, a little bit more active and kind of included with the resort. Are they looking about for a little bit more intimacy and, you know, togetherness with themselves? And then in that case, I would stick with Antigua. But again, just the fact that you have to ask these questions constantly, I think is a real testament to just how different all of our resorts are, right? Like you can get a little bit difference in there.
Mm-hmm. And you know, that comes with learning how to pair your client up with the perfect resort for them, getting to know them a little bit, finding their likes and their dislikes, right? All right, let's hop into our next question.
And again, before it, this is your time, advisors, there's 28 of you watching live, so I know you're paying attention. Ask questions. This is the slowest comment week I've ever seen. We have one person, Cindelyn Langston. These are always entertaining and so much fun info. So much info, thanks.
Oh.
She's currently mad at me, so that's one of my advisors. So I'm glad that she stopped by. She's mad because I didn't take her to Curacao, but she will be on my next Back to Beach. So I am very sorry, Cindelyn. But, you know, that's because you guys make them so much fun. You guys always want to go back over and over and over.
Maybe she's here for the talent, you know, the talent.
So please ask questions. Before we wind this up as we go, we do have another episode of Caribbean Cribs coming up with Adam Stewart. So we're going to showcase that too. But we've got a couple more questions. And please, please, please ask away.
Oh, Jess, if I can get on a B2B, I'll comment all day long.
No pressure, Christy. No pressure.
James is opening up a can of worms right now. So, all right. So do we want to, let's talk one more question today quick.
Sure.
We don't want to keep this podcast too long, like we said, but I think this is a fun question that we have here. Split stays. Is that a thing with sandals? Example. A client wants to stay 3 nights at Sandals Grand St. Lucian and then 3 nights at Sandals Halcyon. What would you suggest, James, and how would an advisor go about booking a split stay?
Listen, you're supposed to answer these questions. Don't throw me in. Split stay, though, definitely, for sure, 100%. We do split stays all the time. I highly recommend it. It is something that we do all that is, you know, a veteran travel advisor does all the time. They love it. It's a great way to get your clients at different destinations and different categories as well. You know, a lot of people, it's a lot of sticker shock with the overwater bungalows or overwater villas, right, Christy? And a split stay is a great way for you to kind of get your clients into it. What do you think, Christy?
Absolutely. I mean, it's great too for those who might be coming from the north, you know, North Dakota and Minnesota, where it takes a little bit of time to get down to the islands. So while you're down there, why not experience two different islands in one? You can also do that, where maybe they're going to stay 3 nights in St. Vincent and 3 nights in Barbados. So you can really play around with it a lot. And to answer the last part of the question that I asked you, James, of how they would go about it, is I would just recommend calling into the reservations team and seeing their options, because they are phenomenal to work with, and we'll give you all of the options to make it extremely easy for you to then share those options with your clients.
Let's see, Christy, here's my challenge to you. In a few weeks, I'm going to teach you how to run everything on StreamYard and you manage everything at the same time and try to pay attention to everything that I'm saying when I'm talking, right?
Okay.
We'll see how your focus is. We do have some people. Finally, it's like the floodgates open here. We got some questions on here. Christy, I'm going to throw you under the bus. Here's the first one.
Foster.
What is the best path to work with a client's app tech issues?
What is the best path to work with client app tech issues? I'm assuming they are referring to the Sandals app. The Sandals app and tech issues. You did throw me under the bus. James, I would recommend,
It really, honestly, I can't see who, I think this is from the Midwestern page, so I can't see actually who asked this. It looks like they're saying, yes, they're answering you that it is the Sandals app. I don't know what the issue is, right? So depending on what their tech issue is, what they're trying to do or trying to accomplish can really change on whether a BDM can help you, whether they direct you to the sales team. There's a lot of different paths that this can go into. It's always going to be conditional on what actually is the issue that they're having. The first thing, just dealing with apps in general, if the app just isn't working, I would always recommend deleting the app, re-downloading it. Yeah, Jay Noller, literally as I'm speaking, he says the same thing, uninstall, reinstall. That is always the first thing. Okay. Whether anything techie, could be your television, anything that you can think of, the very first thing to do is to uninstall, reinstall, unplug, replug it back in, things like that. It says they are getting a message that says they have one, but when they send a reset password, they aren't getting an email. I would have to. So the thing, that's tricky because that has nothing to do with Sandals app. That's kind of like a resetting on anything. That could be maybe they didn't sign up under the right email. Maybe they signed up under a phone number. I'm not exactly. That's kind of where you have to make sure that the account that they think that they signed up under is the one that they signed up under. That might be better at that point just to call in to Sandals and see if you can get someone to kind of look up their account and see where they're linked and what they have registered is what I would recommend at that point. So, and if you've checked spam and all that, that's where I would go. A lot of times that comes down to the fact that they are looking for an email and an email account that they didn't use to sign up with. And I do that a lot. So I believe we got a couple others here. Let's jump back, scroll back up. I'm going to put some stuff up. I have no idea what they say. Remember long ago, FAMs were for all agents regardless of territory. Can we ever get back to that? I know that back to the beaches are a priority. There's lots of events. Christy and I typically do back to the beaches, obviously, in our territories. And we just recommend that you contact your local BDM. If you need help with that, reach out to us and we'll try to make sure you're connected with them. And if you have an agency that is based out of another territory, I mean, I have a lot of people, I'll reach out to owners in my territory. This is typically how I do it. I reach out to the owners of agencies in my territory and I say, hey, do you want a spot? And it doesn't necessarily have to be them. They can pick anyone on their team. So I mean, I had some people from Kansas, Missouri this time, but they were from an agency there. And then on the flip side, they can also make that relationship with their local BDM and they can kind of, you know, find ways to double dip a little bit. So I do know there's a lot of events coming up. We can't actually announce them here that are more kind of nationwide events. But like I said, please interact with our YouTube channel as much as you absolutely can, Suzanne. And I promise you something is coming. We are working on it. And that is the most information that I can give you. And the best advice is interact with everything we put on YouTube. Like, comment, subscribe, all the fun stuff, and be at the top of that list.
It's like you're dangling that low-hanging fruit, you know?
I don't even know what it's going to be or even if I'll get it approved, but we have a lot to discuss this week in St. Vincent. Okay, next says, oh, you're just clicking away, Christy. Are you skipping all the way down? Look at you. We're still like 12 things up there.
I just got excited, but I'm trying to do that thing where I take more control.
No, you tried to throw Sindelin's comment in my face to make me feel bad. That's what you just tried to do.
These are awesome. I'm loving all of this feedback. So
Back from Beaches and the Grill, and they are 100 as always. What updates are being done at Sandals Royal Caribbean, and when will it be complete? This is an answer that I will say that you take your key resort personnel, and if you want the best information you can get, is to reach out to the on-site sales manager, as they can give you the most up-to-date or kind of how to navigate around that, the best information. I feel like I'm out on the road, Christy, where I'm answering questions, but I'm just giving them places to go get the answer.
Well, what's nice
Jay Noller says, can I go on a different BDM's B2B? If you are invited by that BDM, I am assuming that you can. Let's see. Here is Brittany Young says, love hearing about Island Roots last week. Currently, we only make commission when we call them in. Will this stay the same or change where we can earn commission when booked on the app? I want to encourage my clients to book ahead of time, but sometimes they go rogue and do it themselves on the app. This should link to you, Brittany. If you're having issues with this, reach out to me. I know you're in my territory, so reach out to me. We'll try to figure out what the issue is there, but all that should be 100% possible. Carrie says, I don't actually hate the beach in Curacao. It's great if you just want to hang out in the calm water. That is true. I can absolutely say that Carrie is one of the advisors that spent their time in the swimming area over on the beach at Curacao, probably for about 5 hours that day, hanging out with the rest of the advisors. They had a really, really good time. Let's see. Lexi's responding to stuff we said. Lexi agrees with Carrie. And then let's see, Natasha. Make sure the clients are putting in correct lead guest name. Correct. That's going back to the app. That is correct. Make sure the clients are putting in the correct lead guest name, dates, etc. when linking reservations. That is really, really important. The lead guest. We can't overstate that as much as possible. Cinnamon's joke. And let's see. Bonnie Antigua is calling my name. We will be visiting St. Vincent next month.
Yay!
Again, St. Vincent exclusive content coming this weekend from James and Christy on the Two Mediums and a Mic YouTube page. Does North Carolina have a new BDM yet? I believe, Christy, you can answer this.
Incoming. Yes, but very soon. I can't give too much information. That's not my place. But yes, there will be one very soon. And she is fabulous.
And next Monday, I believe, the Missouri-Kansas BDM, brand new BDM, is starting. So we will get him up to date. And you know, Christy, maybe we should do an episode where we bring on some of the newest BDMs to see they can introduce themselves. I think that would be great for everyone to see.
Yeah.
Now, before we go and we release this interview, I'm going to jump us in with Adam Stewart here with another episode of Caribbean Cribs. Now, I just want to preface this, if I can. Let me pull up his Instagram and get the actual information that he had, if I can do this correctly. All right, so this is where we're just going to preface this a little bit. Join me on an exclusive tour of our latest jewel, the Eventide Penthouse at Beaches Negril for the next Caribbean Cribs. These suites represent the pinnacle of our journey across Beaches Resorts, where innovation knows no bounds. Nestled along the iconic 7 Mile Beach, they offer breathtaking views of the legendary coastline and luxurious amenities perfect for the whole family. With 3 to 4 bedrooms accommodating up to 18 guests, each suite features expansive living spaces, gourmet kitchens, and a sweeping balconies. Welcome to a new era of luxury, meticulously crafted with you in mind. And here is his video to go with.
What's up, Beaches Resorts? Come check this out. As you come in, you see the design, you see the timelessness. The floating kitchen, fully butler service, private chefs for meals inside, meals on the beach, meals on the patio. So every service is included. Butler service, any gastronomic fare, but it's about the room. It's about the view, the sizes, the dining table, the big family room together, the big open kitchen, and the bedrooms are incredible. Let me show them to you. So on that side is the family room and the kitchen. That's mom and dad's room. This is the kids' bathroom. But there's not 1 or 2 or 3, but 4 bunk beds. Singles on the top, queens on the bottom, tons of drawers, hanging spaces for everyone. I dibs the bottom bunk. So at Beaches, it's all about connection. We have the connection from the family room to the bunk bed, and then you come into mom and dad's room, the master. And as you step into the room, you can just feel the size. You feel the design, you feel Jamaica in the architecture and the interior design. Bed looking straight to the famous 7 Mile Beach with this incredible view. And it is a reflection of the next generation of everything that's to come for Beaches Resorts, and we love it.
I love when he does these. I have gotten so many advisors being like, I love when Adam does those Caribbean Cribs videos. One thing that I love that he does too is the subtle humor he adds to them.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's so natural. Some of the comments on his Instagram, it's interesting. One of the top comments says, "Can anyone show me a more hands-on chairman?" Doubtful. That is correct. If you are not following Adam Stewart on Instagram, it is at Adam Stewart. I highly recommend. He's always putting up content almost daily. Sally, same thing. How do we get this video to share? I believe, you can literally just go to his Instagram page and you can see the video there, and how you go about getting that is up to you. But then even another one to see, David P. Mullings put, not going to lie, he says, at Cuddly Cats and I are going to live here for a whole month with the kids.
Oh.
So it's always pretty fun. But again, his content is phenomenal. I highly recommend you get on there and that you take a look at it. That is it for me. We are going to play this interview with Kimberly here in a minute. But before we go, Christy, anything with you?
No, just excited for this weekend to be in St. Vincent, show everybody some sneak peeks, talk about it, do some interviews. So make sure to follow us along. We might just hop on live like we like to do. So very excited. But that's all for me.
Well, thank you guys so much. My name is James. That is Christy. This has been episode 17 of Two Beaniums and a Mic. And we will see you guys next week.